So there's been a lot of talk about the police response in the Tucson shooting, and we'll get in more, you know, more of that on the show on Tuesday night and analyze that with Clint Van Zandt. But there's a city in New Jersey that's having a hell of a time. Even if you needed the cops, they wouldn't be there to respond. According to MyWay.com, that's an AP News Wire website, another crisis has burdened the city. And Camden, New Jersey, is one of the most impoverished and crime-ridden cities in the country. Deep layoffs of city workers will go into effect on Tuesday, cutting 383 jobs, or one-fourth of the city's employees. The exact number depends on whether public workers' unions make last-minute concessions. In any case, the city cuts are likely to be deep and could be a blow to the quality of life in a city where more than half of the 80,000 residents are mostly black and Hispanic, and those residents, of course, live in poverty. The worst-case scenario is that these layoffs could slash half of the police force and one-third of the fire department for a city that's just across the Delaware River from Philadelphia. Practically every other job in the city is likely to be affected. It says the Camden is rampant with open drug dealing, prostitution, and related crimes, and has the nation's second most dangerous city based on 2009 data, which compiles such writings. Camden ranked first in the previous 2 years. The FBI said in 2009 the city had 2,380 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, more than five times the national average. Budget cuts in this economy are understandable, but cutting police and fire services is reprehensible. And the federal government and the state government needs to step in and protect the citizens, because without fire and police, who will be there to protect them? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.